What's up, you guys? Welcome back for Two for Two. A little bit of different episode today. I'm here with
Dennis, the Albanian mother flipping menace, baby.
And it's just going to be us two tonight because the other guys had some stuff going on.
Yeah, but you know, this allows for a great combo of Dennis and Caleb. You know, forget Adam, forget Nate. You know, they fucking suck buns.
I'm wondering how many times that you're going to flip out on me in this short period of time.
Well, you know, we can get a count already on the side, you know. Bing, bing, ding, 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 ding. But, you know, so far, we're only like a minute in, so we're chilling, baby.
But, no, Dennis, you were telling me something earlier about, like, an injury or something, and I don't know. I didn't really understand it.
So, guys, for those of you that don't know still, I play Ultimate Frisbee for Binghamton. And I'm a captain of the team. One of the captains of our Steam B team. We practice once a week on turf inside due to the terrible winter conditions that don't allow us to practice outside, unfortunately. And I was telling Caleb, I showed him a clip so he knew what I was talking about. I mean, it was, so in Frisbee, to get open, you have to do precise cuts to shake off your defender. My co-captain, Pat, he was on me, and he is the best player on the team. So I had to do some crazy cut to get off of him. My feet got caught in the turf, and my right leg went down very wrong, along with my left knee, and I had to catch myself with my arm. But it looks like on tape that I completely tore my ACL, even though I didn't. Thank God.
I swear, I know we say I'm accident prone, but I don't know. Yours seems a lot worse than mine.
Yeah, no, if I had gotten hurt, I would not have forgave myself because it is my last season, and I would have been very, very sad and pissed at myself for getting hurt at practice. I'd rather get hurt in an actual game than at practice.
Wait, but isn't it a club sport, so you don't technically need eligibility so you could play during grad school?
Oh, you're right, but I'm not going to grad school here. I'm taking a gap year, and then I'm going to PA school.
Yeah, but you can still play when you come back, right?
I mean,
theoretically,
but my body is I'm overdue. I can't. It's too much on the legs, especially my knees.
Yeah, we're getting old.
Yeah, that's a fact. Cutting, you know, usually most players, they usually go from cutter to handler because handlers are the ones distributing the disc. But yeah. I cannot throw, and I'm more like better cutting. So I'm like, It's rare for someone to play cutter for like 4 years, usually.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, I don't know a lot about Ultimate Frisbee, but it seems like the handler is more like the QB.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, no, it's I completely lost my train of thought. It's like, I mean, it's a non-contact sport, but there's so many injuries that could happen. It's crazy.
Yeah.
If you jump up wrong, land wrong, that's an ACL. Rolled ankle. When you die, you can break an arm. Oh, wait, I have another story of myself almost hurting myself.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
So, Wednesday night, so me and my roommates have a basketball team. And I'm the reserve of the reserves, you know. So it was Valentine's Day, so everyone was busy, of course. So, and it was, we had a close first half, but then we slipped in the second half. It was like 2 minutes left. This kid made a fast break. I went to go block his shot. So I forgot that people can duck. So he ducked. And when I jumped, I landed on him and practically hurdled the kid. And I fell down on the gym floor right on my left elbow. And somehow, I did not snap my elbow.
Okay, we need to put you in, like, a bubble. Like, one of those big, like, clear ones that, like, you play in, what is it, bubble soccer?
Yeah.
You need a bubble.
Yo, that would be so gas. I could just truck it to people. Yeah, but yeah, by my supervisors, because I ref also. So I was going to ref afterwards. They looked at me, and they're like, Dennis, what the fuck, bro? I'm like, I didn't mean to do it. He's like, yeah, sure. He was like, you know, when people do that in the NBA, they're like majorly hurt. So they were shocked that I got up unscathed. Oh, yeah. I do have a big bruise though. Actually, the bruise is actually gone. I feel better today in general.
What? Oh, this happened last night.
No, it's Wednesday night, so like 3 days
Wednesday
ago.
night.
Yeah.
Okay. That's wild.
Yeah, no, I got lucky. Pretty lucky again. Thank God. God's looking down on me. I'm doing stupid
Of
things,
course.
but I gotta keep I gotta stay healthy.
Yeah. Anything else crazy happened recently?
Let's see. This last weekend I had a frisbee event, Champagne and Shackles, and I
I'm
happened to
sorry,
be sh
what?
so you have to drink champagne while you're shackled to someone.
Okay.
So I was shackled to the esteemed Polish Queen Leah, and we were vibing. We finished two bottles that night. And I was getting sturdy as always, but there was the point of the night where I was just sitting on a chair with next to Leah.
Yeah.
And then my friend actually I think my housemate Devon, he came up to me. He's like, "Dennis, piano punched a hole in our wall." I was like, so of course I was angry, so I almost like
Of
made Leah
course.
fall down the stairs. I go downstairs. I look in our hallway and I just see a fucking hole in our wall. And I'm like, "Are you
Bro,
kidding me?"
that is so funny.
I go up to piano. I start yelling at him. I'm like, "What are you doing? What's the why? Just why and why?" So yeah, that happens. And I see people eating out of my pretzel jar, which makes it worse because this thing was like half full. And by the time I got down there, it was like a quarter of the way full.
Yeah,
So
but
that
you
got
can't
me.
leave that just out. You know people are gonna eat that.
I know. That's on me. I sold. So yeah, and then we're getting geared up to go to the bars. We head to Jimmy's, and I was vibing, I was dancing, I was getting lit, and then next thing you know, Jimmy's, there's like elevated surface. So you have the floor, you have one step, and then you have two steps. The second step allows you to see above everyone.
Okay.
So I was on the first step. I was dancing with Devon. Because him and his girlfriend, I mean, his girlfriend and Leah had gone outside to get a breath of air. Next thing you know, this random girl just like grabs me, and we start dancing, and her friend films us for like probably like a minute. And I bet I get
Okay.
back to doing my thing. And next thing you know, she starts twerking on me, and then her friend gets a video of that too. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm like, great, this, I have no idea who this is." And I was like, "Wow, what a night."
Just some random girl you've never met before.
Yep.
That is wild.
Yeah,
Dude,
I guess my dancing skills were too good. She was just admiring them.
I can't wait for like your dad to listen to this, or even the restaurant boss. Dude, that's gonna be hilarious.
Mean, shit happens, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's one of those nights where everyone goes crazy with it, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we gotta stay with it, gotta keep going with it, and it was a fun night. But Caleb, do you have any interesting events?
Besides you just hanging up on me and it taking me 2 seconds to switch from speakerphone to headphones,
Don't know
that
what, my
shot.
fingers slipped. But
And
that's all right.
we'll get that out. But has anything interesting happened for me? A couple things. Nothing like. I've just been hanging out a lot with the guys and having good experiences, just getting closer with everyone. But
That's good.
yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot of endurance training for next season and just running quite a bit. About like an hour a day, but
That could not be me.
hey, you used to run with me.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it, but I kept pace for a bit and then I slowed down.
Yeah, then I would do circles around you. It was fun.
Yeah, guys, Caleb is a distance runner. I'm more of a sprinter. I get my acceleration from my speed.
Yeah, which I've seen a lot of things about how, like, even something so simple as an ice bath, like, distance runners are able to them so much easier because we've just made our body understand that, okay, you got to go through this for a little while and you'll get out of it, but, like, you can handle it. So, like, even simple stuff like that, distance runners are better with, but then sprinting wise, I don't know, it's a different dynamic.
You know, I've always wanted to take an ice bath. Actually, I took like low key, I took like a cold bath back in the day. I was very sunburned and I was overheating and I thought it would work, but I just felt more pain.
Dude, I take 2 or 3 ice baths a week. And like ice
Okay.
baths, like at the trainers.
Okay. That is
What?
sick. I could never.
Well,
I
you get
could
used to
never.
it. I've been doing them since freshman year. You get used to it.
I mean, yeah, because I saw a video of this, I think it was on Insta Reels, this lady just like day one of doing an ice bath, and day 40 she'd like jumped into a frozen lake with ease.
Yeah.
So your endurance built up to the cold.
But like technically for ice baths, you're not supposed to go above your heart because like if the water's above your heart for too long, you can like cause some serious damage. So whenever we take ice baths, it goes like up to our stomach. And it's the worst when my teammates are in there and they want to mess with me. So they grab the rubber ducks and just start chucking them at the water. And the ice cold water just splashes everywhere and it sucks.
Rubber
What is.
duckies.
Dude, it's funny because they're top heavy, so they never float properly. They just flip over and drown themselves.
Oh, I know. I used to have rubber
Yeah.
ducks like that.
Yeah.
Simpler times. Duckies. Ducky, ducky, ducky. Ducky, ducky, ducky.
Please stop saying ducky.
Ducky. Sorry. We had
I
no
can't wait for
clue.
you just you're gonna start saying that in our group, and they're gonna be like, "What the heck is he talking about?"
You're talking about like a rubber duck. You'd be going on a rubber duck. Gigantic floaty duck. Ooh, need to get one of those. Take it out into the ocean, see if the waves can take me out. That would be gas.
Just stranded in the middle of the ocean with, on a rubber duck. That sounds like a Mr. Beast video.
Joe, maybe he made one actually. Might have to look at that later. Just to see how it works.
24 hours stranded on a rubber duck.
Yo, bro, 20. Imagine if we all did an escape room together.
I am so down for an escape room and I'm so down to record it.
Oh my God. The fact is, I probably would lose 100%. I'd say you and Adam definitely would. I think Adam gets out first,
I've
personally.
done two, but typically you're in a group. So the entire group is trying to get out as a team.
Oh.
So we would be a team doing it.
I say we should try like timing ourselves trying to get out by ourselves.
Yeah,
That'll be.
maybe.
But yeah, doing it together would be fun too.
Dude, I am so down.
Yeah, that is a great idea for the future. Adam and Nate, when you listen to this, we doing it. We better be doing it. I don't care what you're doing. We going
Yeah.
in for the kill. Oh yeah.
Dude, the thing with escape rooms is like even if you go to the same place 2 months apart, typically they're all different rooms so that they get the same people coming in over and over again. So no matter what, like we could do one in June and then go back in August and do another one, which is so sick.
That is sick. I mean, there's room. There's close. Are they close around us?
There's one in the mall.
Oh, I didn't know that. Good to know. Oh,
So,
that's perfect.
escape
That's
room, gotta do that. Gotta do escape room.
gotta go
But like
escape room.
that's another thing. Like we are trying to come up with these ideas and like at a certain point it's kind of difficult to keep coming up with fresh ideas. So like I kind of want to get the viewers to be like, "Oh hey, go try this. Oh hey, talk about this."
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Viewers, when you listen. And when Caleb posts a poll on the Instagram, I want you to tell us what to do. It could be anything crazy, you know, like just not killing anyone or committing a crime. But other than that, we're chilling.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of this is like for us to just talk, but also at the same time, like make it worth listening to. And what better way to do that than get everyone else's opinion?
Facts. It's for the people. We are a man of the people.
We are a man of the people.
I mean, we speak for the people, just like the Lorax speaks for the trees.
Yo, that is a fire reference. Oh, goodness.
I'm just too good, guys. Put that in the bars chat. Frisbee people, you know what I'm talking
Oh, my
about.
goodness.
Yeah, our Discord channel is so funny. We got a. Let's see, we got an absurd statements chat. If that leaks, I go to jail. We
Oh yeah,
have.
I have a boys chat that if that leaks, we go to jail. But also, my friend has a quote list. Oh, so
Oh
bad.
no.
So bad.
Yeah, currently, I'm leading the team. I have 200 absurd statements. And the person behind me, like second, only has 140. Like the gap is insane.
Oh, okay. There's this one quote that we always reference, and it's one of the few ones I could actually say on here, but it's you don't have to be sorry if it's funny.
All right.
Dude, it's such a fire line.
That makes sense.
I love it.
You know, we also have a. Holy shoot, excuse me. Wow. We also have a. Wow, that y'all really got the better of me. We also got a bars channel. We got a violations channel. We got a snipes channel. We got a fishing channel.
This is all on Discord?
Yep.
Huh, interesting.
It's a very interesting dish. We got highlights channel. We have a Sleeping Beauties channel. It's where you like take pictures of people when they're like knocked in the most obscure settings.
Oh,
Like it.
that seems like a violation.
Yeah, like yesterday we had one of our friends fall asleep at pickup. I mean at IHOP when we went after playing pickup frisbee.
Yeah.
And I was saucing yesterday. The other teams this year, they ain't ready for me.
I gotta ask, have you or anyone in that channel drawn on someone's face?
We have not actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, when I visit, if you fall asleep, I'm sorry, but I'm doing it to you.
Why, is that what your housemates do?
No, but like, we don't fall asleep in the common room, so.
Okay, well, at least, because you guys know, like, if you fall asleep in the common room, it's GG's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, please no. I'm gonna hide all my Sharpies when you make an appearance in Binghamton.
Who says I can't bring one?
Yeah, wait, why? No, then how am I gonna take it off my face? You know how long Sharpie takes to remove?
That sounds like a you problem.
Nah, Caleb, I'm gonna I'll kill you. I'll commit a
You.
crime just to save my face.
Hey, I mean, if I draw on your face, that is a perfect post story photo.
No, fudge you. I don't care.
You thought about it. You thought about it.
I did. That's so tough because I took a pause, which makes it worse. Because that's how you know
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. Absolutely not. Hell to the mother flipping no.
Knows?
I'm
Maybe.
sorry. But yeah, guys, Caleb is making his appearance in Binghamton for the first time in his life, I think.
Yep,
And
I haven't been there.
approximately 4 weeks. No. Yeah. Actually, 1 month
Yeah.
from today, literally. So we'll see. You know, he's at today. He's embarking south, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to Binghamton, driving to Syracuse the next day to fly down to South Carolina to go see my sister.
Yeah, Kittle's gonna go visit his family, like a good family man that he is.
Oh, of course. I mean, I get to see my niece the week before she turns one, so I'm so down.
Holy shoot, she's not one yet? That's
Nope.
crazy.
I mean, no. Dennis, I have two nieces.
Oh.
I have my brother's daughter, who pretty sure is about to turn 4 in August, and then my sister's daughter, who's about to turn 1.
Gotcha. Okay. Did not. Okay, makes sense now.
Hmm.
Yeah, for spring break, I think I'm going home. Because our plans fell through to go to North Carolina. So, gotta go home. Probably work. I mean, definitely work. And then, yeah. That's my spring break. Unfortunately.
I
But, you know,
mean,
money is money.
something. Yeah.
Money is money. Get to go work back at the restaurant, serving
Yeah, I
people.
mean, you enjoy that. Kind of. I feel like you enjoy working with certain people more than actually
Yeah, I
serving
mean, when
them.
I first started, I only liked working because of working. I thought it was like so amazing. And then I'm like,
Yeah.
bleh.
Yeah. I get that.
But you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Hey, at least I eat all the food there. God, I just munja munja.
Yeah, you're the type of guy to go into the walk-in and just have a plate of food.
Yeah, you should have seen me at IHOP yesterday. Had a strawberry cheesecake waffle, two eggs, two sausages, and a hash brown, and an Oreo chocolate shake.
That sounds like diabetes.
The eggs are protein.
I know, but even just the waffle and the shake, like, that's a lot of sugar.
No, the waffle didn't taste that sugary. It was mainly like there was only like cheesecake dressing in the center of it, which is
There's
pretty odd.
if you ever visit me, there's a diner by my school that it's called Top of the Morning. Dude, we go in there for breakfast, you get like 3 pieces of French toast, eggs, sausage, juice, and hash browns. Like, guess how much that would be? Like at a
Like,
typical diner.
probably like $15.
It's like 10.
That's a good deal.
Oh yeah, so we just go in there all the time, and then there's times where me and my roommate will get both breakfast and a burger. Dude, it sounds weird, but don't knock it till you try it. Like
Breakfast and a
having
burger?
breakfast and like a beef burger. Yeah.
I mean, hamburgers with eggs, I've had them. They're not bad. They're pretty good. So,
But yeah,
I mean,
it's great because we always joke around being like, yo, we get in top? Like that's just the thing. Like, yo, top has the best stuff around.
bro. Lucky. I wish.
Hey, they got great food. What can I say?
And you know, I'd be out here cooking eggs left and right. Oh, bro, I made some chicken yesterday. So, funny story, guys.
Yeah.
This was my first time ever cooking chicken.
Wait. You've never cooked chicken before?
No, I mean, yeah, no, I have not. Besides the dino nuggets at Cortland when I had to cook them for Megan.
So, besides pre-made frozen chicken.
Yep.
Got it.
So I get the I got I got I mean I got like fin boneless breasts, you know. The you know. I season them
Yeah.
with basil, garlic, pepper, paprika, and some salt. Got that shit real nice and So I air fried it, you know, because air frying is healthier, you know,
Well,
in
yeah.
general. And so I looked up on the internet. It said 15 minutes on both sides. So, after the first 15 minutes, when I flipped it, shit was like raw. So then I took it
Yeah.
out after the second 15 minutes, and I practically like it was so crispy and almost like burnt. I was like, "Are you serious?" But my seasoning was so good that it actually tasted incredible, which was a shocker. So if I didn't get the seasoning down, it would have tasted awful.
So what I'm hearing is you ate chicken that wasn't cooked properly.
I ate chicken that was crispy as hell. It wasn't soft.
That's not safe.
I was fine afterwards, you know. It was cooked all the way through though, which was good. Like I cut it through the middle to check. It was just extremely crispy and crunchy. Crispy chicken's not bad, I must say.
Yeah.
I put it in a this is gonna sound weird, but you know like fuck, what's it called? The tortillas, the soft ones they use for burritos.
Yeah.
I had sun-dried tomato ones.
Huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing until I went to Walmart and I'm like, oh, this looks cool. I should try it. I put some cheese on there, microwaved the cheese so it melted, and I put the chicken in. It was gas. It worked. It was
So, wait.
delicious.
Did you make yourself a chicken cheese burrito or did you make yourself a chicken cheese quesadilla?
I'd say quesadilla because I rolled it.
If you rolled it, wouldn't it be a burrito?
Oh, wait, you're right. A burrito.
Yeah,
Whoops.
dumbass.
Oh, and I'm
You had
not
the
good.
opportunity to make a fire quesadilla. Dennis.
It was still good.
What kind of cheese was it?
The yellow cheddar.
Most cheeses are yellow.
Was like it was the shredded one. You know how you just sprinkle it on top.
Dennis, they make shredded forms of all cheeses.
Oh, you want specific details. Like, I don't know what you wanted to
No,
say.
I was asking the type of cheese, like American or Swiss or cheddar.
It was cheddar cheese.
Bro, you're killing me.
No, it was. I went to bed at 4 last night. I'm mad tired.
Yeah, but you practically just told me that you had yellow shredded cheese.
All right, maybe you know they have white shredded cheese. They got
Yeah.
a.
It's
Oh.
usually white or yellow.
Yeah, you're right. There's no other colors. I mean, blue
You're eating a
cheese.
different colored cheese? I'm sorry. No, blue cheese is mostly white.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
If you are eating any cheese that's not yellow, white, or slightly blue, even then that's questionable. Go see a doctor. Like.
Yeah, maybe I gotta call my doc. Yo, Doc Ock. Doctor. Yeah, no, I refuse to go to the doctors when I get hurt. It's a bad habit of mine recently.
Yeah.
Like
Oh.
last year when I partially tore my
Yeah.
hammy. I self-diagnosed myself. Took Advil, played through everything. Last spring I sprained my ankle, put an ankle brace on, took Advil. But last year I did not take any Advil, so that's a good milestone.
That is good.
This year,
Oh.
I am not confident that that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I just make sure to constantly check in with the trainers. But
Yeah, I gotta go to the trainers. I should.
yeah. I at least roll out there every day. So trying to prevent stuff before it happens.
He rolls out like he's drifting. Like I was drifting last night. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. It was snowing here. Did you get snow last night or no?
Yeah. School had snow and back home does.
Yeah, so we finished at 12 o'clock midnight, and I was driving back. We went to IHOP. I was in L gear because L gear is for the snow. Keeps the RPM high. I go into the IHOP parking lot. Shit's empty because it's like midnight.
Yeah.
And I just started drifting that shit with a car full of people, and you could feel I was sliding. It was so much fun.
That's, I mean, as fun as that is, not really safe unless you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Dennis, you just told me that you drifted your Nissan Altima in the snow. Like,
I made sure
and
I was
that.
in L gear.
Dennis, what's L gear mean?
Leverage.
I hate you. I hate you so much. Dennis, listen to me very carefully. L means low.
Got it. Yeah,
No
so.
shot you thought it meant leverage.
I mean, like, you want leverage in the snow, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, but it means low.
Yeah, guys, don't, I'm still a good driver, nevertheless.
I vaguely remember me swapping two of your tires. We even talked about it on the podcast.
I mean, we have talked about like me break popping two of them. That was one of the episodes.
Yeah. Still a good driver?
Yeah, since then I've been clean. Knock on the good old wood. I'm gonna knock over here. Yeah, beautiful. Hopefully the computer
Have
didn't kill that.
you been since then?
I have. Besides breaking my front lip last
There you
semester
go.
before going back home. But we
There
super
you
glued
go.
it. Gorilla Glue. Oh my
Yeah.
God. This is not an ad for Gorilla Glue, but get Gorilla Glue. It helps with anything. You can literally stick someone onto someone with Gorilla Glue.
I love how you have the confidence that people think that we could get ads at this point,
Hey
especially
man,
for a big name like that.
we always be selling, selling, selling. Another thing about last night is, so I was dropping people off and I forgot to switch back to L. So when I went to a stop sign, next thing you know is my brakes are not working. I'm sliding down the hill.
Yeah.
So I was like, great. Luckily there was no cars, but I also ran two stop signs. Yep, there it is. I also ran two red lights yesterday too.
Can we like replay 2 minutes ago when you told me that you were a good driver?
Stop signs at night are a suggestion, not
No,
the
they are
law.
not. They are not.
Preach, baby, preach. They
But
know.
you also just said stop lights.
Well, okay, so like it was yellow, it was a long yellow, and then it turned red as soon as I was like over. So I just, you don't understand. The drive here to the gym is the most annoying shit. I know people will vouch for me on this. It is traffic light after 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 traffic light. You get the point. And every time there's just these drives where you just get stuck at every red light. And I was not having it yesterday. Hell no, I'm not waiting at every red light. Are you
No,
serious right now?
you put on a banger and you just sit through it.
No, you put on a banger, Tokyo Drift, and you drive through it.
No, Dennis.
Yes, Caleb, yes.
No, that's
Yes.
so bad.
Guys, don't do what I do. This is what I tell people a lot. You either live life on the edge or you live life behind the wall. That did not work.
That did not work at all.
You're catching my drift. You know why I said that? Because I've been talking
No, I
about
got
drifting.
it.
I think it was
Oh
funny,
my God.
honestly. You think it was funny, Caleb?
Do I think it's funny? No. Do I think you're funny by trying to come up with these analogies that don't work out? Yes.
Wow. You can only look at a glass half empty or half full.
Not true.
How?
You could also just
Please.
look at it a half.
Nah, you ruined it. That is awful. Absolutely terrible.
No, that's genuine truth.
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
Little bit. Dude, I can't wait to hear your quote because I'm still gonna make you say a quote.
Well, I mean, we're getting to that point here. Do you have any other things you would like to say, Caleb?
Oh, one thing I want to get your opinion on.
Opinions. I like that.
It's not about me. It's just
Oh, never
so
mind.
the new Deadpool trailer, because I
Well,
know you had to have watched it.
it's crazy 'cause I haven't watched it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to drive to Binghamton and beat your ass up. You need to
B?
watch it.
Did you say B or eat?
Beat
Oh, bro, I
with a
heard eat.
B.
I heard eat, bro. I got scared.
That is wild.
Caleb wants to eat
But
my ass, guys.
no. Go
Oh.
watch the Deadpool trailer, please.
I'll watch it, you know. Wait, but have you watched the Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire trailer?
I think I did. It was after the Super Bowl, so it was pretty late.
Bro, that movie's gonna be so. Oh, I can't wait to watch that shit. Forget Deadpool, bro. Kong and Godzilla is where it's at.
I'm super excited for the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Yeah,
It's
no.
literally called Deadpool and Wolverine.
That should be good. Marvel
Yeah.
finally gonna have a banger after all their flops. Well, we've talked about
Bro.
Marvel flopping so many times on this shit.
I know, but the comic accurate suits, oh my goodness. They look so good.
Caleb was about to jizz all over his phone right now talking about Deadpool and Wolverine, guys.
No comment.
No comment, he says.
No, I'm excited for that movie.
I'm also excited for Kung Fu Panda 4, bro. Come on now. Jack
See,
Black.
I go back and forth on that because it seems like they're really just trying to bring back the magic of the Kung Fu Panda movies, but the animation style's different. You don't really see the Furious Five.
They are going to be in the movie, though, I've been told. They're just not in the trailer.
Yeah, but like it's just so, I don't know, it just seems weird. Like I'm gonna watch it anyway, but
I think they're just like, it's like they're trying to like close off this trilogy because they didn't do that in the third movie. They never closed it off. They're trying to close it
yeah.
off with this fourth movie. They're like pulling, you know what they're pulling? They're pulling like a Spider-Man Far From Home
Yep.
thing
A multiversal.
by bringing back all the old, no, not multiversal. They're just bringing back all the old villains through the chameleon, which can shapeshift into Tai Lung, the peacock, and Kai,
Yeah.
the bison.
Yeah, but it seems like they're not coming back as villains. They're coming back as something that the chameleon can portray itself as.
I mean,
So, like,
Tai Lung comes back. I really hope he just doesn't come back just to get beat.
yeah, but then he immediately gets knocked out. So it seems like he
We'll
was
see.
only there for her to replicate and, like, get rid of.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully, it's not like
Yeah.
that. I mean, I saw a couple of trailer clips, and literally, it's bringing. It's they reference like the first movie, which is good. You know, the good old references. I hope Oogway's in it. I don't know if Oogway's gonna be in it.
I feel like the third movie, like that really just seemed like a last send off for Oogway. Who
Which is
knows?
good. You know, he had great philosophies, a lot
Oh
of
yeah.
quotes.
Which you gotta get better at. Speaking of, do you wanna try to say your quote?
Just talk about something while I figure this out real quick.
So while we're waiting for Dennis, make sure that you guys follow at underscore 2FOUR2 underscore. And also, Adam's not here, but I'll shout out for him. Follow at Four Rings Racer. I don't know that we usually shout out anything else. So Dennis, I hope you have your quote ready.
We have a Clash of Clans clan called COC Ristorante. I think you guys should all join it. It's pretty gas. I'm in it. Caleb's in it. Nate's in it. Adam's in it. Adam's the leader.
Which you and Adam both have what, three accounts in there?
I have four accounts, but I lost my fourth. I gotta get it back because when I switched to my new phone, I forgot my email.
Dang. See, I thought you were about to say your quote and then you shouted out our Clash of Clans account, which is wild.
Also subscribe to Dennis21 Gaming. It's a gas YouTube channel. Fish Tank video dropping probably tomorrow. I have one in the files. But yeah, I found a quote that I wrote back in the day. It's actually my
Okay.
se it's actually my senior quote. I don't think I've said it on the podcast yet.
Okay, so
So
if it's your senior quote, it's probably a quote. So let's find out.
no matter how tough it may get, just keep on pushing through and remember that famous iconic saying, "Oh yeah."
Wait. So one more time. No matter how hard it gets.
No matter how hard it may get, just keep on pushing through and remember that iconic saying, that remember that famous iconic saying, "Oh yeah."
And that is your statement from Dennis.
It's a fucking quote. You know why it's a quote? Because in our yearbook, it says it's a quote. So how about you hold my balls in your mouth and juggle them? Literally juggle.
And it took us to get to the end of the episode for Dennis to flip out at me. But I don't know. We'll ask the guys, see if that's technically a quote or a statement. But on that note, good talking to you guys. Good talking to you, Dennis. And see you guys on the next one.
Peace out, guys. Oh, yeah.